Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. We are here at Well Comics here on Batman Day. I'm here with Ryan taking the pictures. And here with a guy we've met a few times now, and we talked to him a little bit last time we were here. But we figured we'd get an in-depth interview with the guy. We have Chris.
Deadpool of Niagara.
In-depth.
Are you Deadpool of Niagara or Niagara Deadpool?
I think that would be...
I'm just a Deadpool.
Just a Deadpool?
Yeah, I don't want to put a label on myself and, you know, to one area. I'm everywhere.
All right. Cool. I know we have Batmans in every city now, so...
But I actually think there is a Niagara Deadpool, to be honest with you.
Is there?
I believe so.
I'd be honest, I've only seen you, well, at the different events...
Well, that's because I'm the cool one.
That is true. We even saw him at Fan Expo, actually. I don't know if I told you that.
Like this year?
This year, yeah.
I ended up going on the Sunday. It was a great show.
Yeah, cool. So how many years have you been cosplaying Deadpool?
Oh, God. Going on 4 now?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Same costume, it's really awkward, gets really sweaty, and gotta wash it a lot.
Well, you altered it a little bit last week, I guess, right?
Yeah, I decided to go with the sleeveless approach. Not many people have done it, and it's a lot more comfortable.
That's what you were saying, yeah. You even had the skull head pull?
Head pull, yeah. It was a little, you know, the thing with Deadpool, it's all about accessories. You know, you could be Deadpool in just the costume and stuff. Where's the fun in that? You know, you got to have extra stuff.
And act the part, as you were saying.
Yeah, it definitely helps,
you know what
yeah.
I just realized, and what you need to do, since you do have head pull, is try to find a wire setup so he's just... above you, so he won't fall off. So you don't have to hold
just
up.
Strap it onto the
That would actually be pretty cool.
Well, I wanted to do it like he does in the in the comics in the game, and just hang him from my belt, so he's like really close to my butt.
Or either that, or get one of the what do you call the little hats that had the spinny thing on it, and then put that on him.
That's what I call them.
Yeah, yeah, and then have them kind of hanging. Like, oh, that would be pretty cool.
I've been actually looking for one of those. I can't find them anywhere.
No.
But Halloween store, so I probably check that out. That's you never funny. Know.
Right. I think you were telling us you were going to go for Deadpool in the tuxedo as well.
Steampunk Deadpool. Yeah, I saw a picture online, and it struck my interest. And I have a friend who works in leatherworking, and I've got friends who do steampunk stuff, so I figured it'd be really easy for me to do. Just a couple of the props here and there, I'm going to have to just get by and hopefully find them, my monocle, stuff like that.
Cool. And then you have to find someone to cosplay as his demon bride, I guess?
Yeah.
You're way behind in the storyline, Ryan, so you don't know who that is. We won't get started on your comic reading today. What's the best compliment you ever got cosplaying Deadpool?
Honestly, any compliment of how I act. So the costume is something, which is awesome. I get compliments all the time about how awesome my costume is. But it's the people that come up and say, hey, good job playing the part. That's the thing. With cosplayers, you can wear whatever you want. But to really take it to the next step with acting, you know, be the character. You're dressed up like him. Why not act like him?
You certainly do act like him. Like, you certainly have the spirit of Deadpool in you.
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
I've always had it. I'm class clown, and it just...
So Deadpool at heart, then.
It just felt right when I picked up the costume. That's
did you glow, and it'd be like, like...
There was Angel singing.
Nice. Nice.
The light from the heavens.
Now, have you ever cosplayed anybody else?
No, it's just been Deadpool. I'm working on a few in the future, but nothing that really stands out right now.
I don't know if I can get used to doing any other cosplay, though. Especially if you're going to be doing like other Deadpool cosplay, like steampunk.
Assassin's Creed is another one I want to do.
Oh, dude, if it's like any of the artwork that I've seen online.
But I want to mess it up so that the wrist blade, which I have at home, and I'm going to modify it to be the side instead of the thing.
Nice.
Or a banana. A banana coming out of your sleeve would just be hilarious.
Nice.
Very cool. How long a fan of Deadpool?
since I was a wee lad. To be honest, I've been following Deadpool for like 9, 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm back to like the original series.
Cool. Very cool. So I take it you're probably super psyched for the movie then.
Beyond psyched. I honestly think
really?
That...
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, since we last,
that's
a little bit.
Since we last talked to you, the trailer came out.
Oh.
So like thoughts on that?
Perfect. Perfect. I don't think they could have done any better with the role. Ryan Reynolds just blows it away.
You know what's funny? And I'm just trying to think of all the comedic actors out there. Like his humor, like that. I think that's what gives. Like with Wade Wilson, like
the way I see it, like his humor outside of the Deadpool character is, you know, his humor in Waiting and moments in Green Lantern. But I hate saying that. I don't want to talk about that anymore. It made me cry. But his humor in general is just perfect for the role. He was meant for this role.
Gotcha. Like, we're not going to talk about the role that was Wade Wilson, but...
No, he was great in that first 10 minutes of that movie.
Oh, gotcha.
And then they ruined it, because that's what they do. But, I mean, it follows the story, which...
He's a beast. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Like,
make this pencil disappear.
Like, what the hell were they thinking?
And Snow, what the hell were they thinking when they sewed up his mouth?
I know.
The
mouth
was out of mouth?
Yeah. But yeah, Ryan Reynolds perfect for the role. It's going to be a great movie. It's probably my most eagerly anticipated comic book movie of next year.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how many cosplayers come out to that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there opening night in costume.
Oh, wicked.
So, but I'm traveling across Canada to do so. Got a buddy out in Alberta. Huge Deadpool fan. Bigger than me, which is hard to believe, I know.
Is that where you're going? You're going to
we're going to take a road trip. Me and Sarah are going to go down there and go to the premiere. So.
Oh, that's cool. I've always wanted to go to a movie with a cosplayer. It'd be cool.
We used to dress up.
No.
Like, yeah. Doc,
you should do it.
Like,
I'm not. I have enough seat.
Back to the Future.
Doc from Back to the Future.
Just like dye your hair gray.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are already gray.
Right. True. True.
You can be my Bob.
All right.
An easy enough costume. All you have to do is take care of that.
I will go as T.J. Miller from the Deadpool movie. cool. Well, dude, it was finally glad to stand here and talk to you about your Deadpool experiences. And I know we're going to keep seeing you at events and things like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be around.
So appreciate you doing the interview and happy Batman Day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.